migrating to America now, it's not for freedom, it's for free stuff. All right. So this Cliven Piven strategy is at the root of everything. We believe that we have a new elite class, and that's the poor, because now the people that have are taxed to the point to give the have-nots a position of elevated status in this country. I mean, come on, we're actually elevating the illegal people to a position of higher status than the United States citizen. Do we have a problem with this?
It's a shrewd plan of attack by Cloward and Piven. I mean, they're not stupid.
Look,
they're brilliant.
What we're looking at is the overthrow of the American government. Let's just be candid here, okay? The liberals appear to have an agenda to overthrow the American system of government and replace it with a national system rather than a federal system, where we nationalize our income to where we're all living inside this pseudo quasi state of utopia where nobody has to work. Mm-hmm. And so in the process of doing that, the people that have the incentive to work are robbed of that incentive, because what we're being presented with is actually a malincentive, and what we're looking at is the disintegration of the American government. There is a strategy happening to overthrow America's government. And if we look at this critically and see it, that's treason. Oh, but nobody wants to call it what it is, so we're going to blame Trump for conspiring with the Russians and being some sort of wacko because he believes his phones were tapped by the previous president. We're living in a Soviet system already. And yet, and so the deep state, now that it's been defined by Rush Limbaugh and Judge Napolitano, is hard at work, led by George Soros and other financiers, to bring America to its knees so that a new government can be instituted inside of America. This is what Donald Trump is fighting against. Now, how do we help him? We need to first distinguish that I'm not a crackpot for saying all this stuff. And neither is Hannity for bringing on Mark Levine for saying all this stuff. What is missing in this country is a love for the truth and the courage to have that conversation.
But the elite and the deep state, it was born out of academia. Woodrow Wilson, the first progressive president of at least the modern era, the 20th century, he was an elitist. What is an elitist? It's a group of intellectuals who feel they know more than you and I, and they should make the decisions of this country.
And we want to grab this call, but let me say this real quick. They're coming from a place of the intellect is the highest form of reason, and they stop short of really wanting to know the truth.
Yeah, the superhuman, the theory of Nietzsche and Adolf Hitler. Hello, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
excuse me. You know, when I started studying fascism back in high school, and I'm 67 now, I spent a large percentage of my free time reading books and studying totalitarianism and fascism and how it works. And if you want to know about demonstrations and these, you try to go make a speech and they destroy you from making the speech. They don't give you the right to the First Amendment. The First Amendment never protected vandalism or disrespect. It protected that if you didn't like somebody or their political stand or something, you could put out an article in the newspaper or on a radio show, but the First Amendment never covered what's going on right now. And if you want to know who those people are, they're the same people. They go under different names, but it's all the same tactic every time. You go back and you study Adolf Hitler, and I study him extensively when I was in high school and college. And if you want to know who these people are, just read about Hitler's brown shirts. and that's who they are. They're under a different name. They're trying to hide behind our First Amendment, which is a bald-faced lie. But Hitler's brown shirts, that's how he came to power, was he got everybody to fear him before he was even in power. And then once he was in power, then they went out and made anybody afraid to go against him at all. So if you want to know who those people are and you want to try to justify them or dignify them or anything else, they're nothing but a bunch of fascist brown shirts, just like Hitler had, that he made them for a reason, and they worked very well, and now they're starting to work very well in this country. So, you know, I don't know. I'm just, if I wasn't a Christian, I don't know what I might have done by this time, but that's who they are, and I'm not going to pretty up their name with anything else. They're fascists, and that's what they're doing. Anybody that can go out and bust out windows or somebody try to go to a college and make a speech, and they come in and boo him down and don't even let him make the speech. And when Trump went to have that before he was elected, that, you know, he went to make a speech, and they made it so dangerous outside that he canceled the speech because he was afraid somebody would get hurt. That's brown shirt activity. That's what that is, and that's who they are. That's what they are, and they're, you know, it's a known fact they're being financed by George Soros. So the American people don't wake up and get this stuff stopped and quit pretending like that kind of activity is covered under the First Amendment. I mean, we're just going to go down the tubes.
Hey, thank you for the call. You read about Hitler in high school. What kind of education did you receive, sir? That's pretty impressive.
Well, I did it on my own. You know, I got fascinated with how a lunatic like that could take over a democratic nation and do what he did. And so anytime I had to do a theme paper or had to do a book report or something, I'd go down there. It really got started with the rise and the fall of the Third Reich.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so educated on Hitler that my football coach told me one time, he was also my world history teacher, and I was flunking world history, and I was about to be ineligible for football, and he didn't want me to be ineligible, so he came to him and he said, you'll do a book report on Hitler and do a real good job, I'll pass you, so you'll be eligible for the game this Friday. So
wow.
That's when I went down to the library and I dug out The Rise and the Fall of the Third Reich, and I mean, I dissected that book because I was interested in it, for one thing, and he gave me an A-plus on my book report and made me eligible for the game Friday night. But the point is, that's where I really got started. I read about him before that, but that's where I really got started. And then any book, when I was in college, I did another theme paper on Nazism and stuff. I ordered a set of books, world history books, and one of the books in that set was not the Nazis. And that book was so horrid that a couple of times I put it down, it got so bad. But then I thought I got to man up, and so I finished reading it, and I had one school teacher that didn't like me too good one time. He was another history teacher, but he was telling about something about Hitler, and I corrected him. I said, that isn't what Hitler was doing. Hitler was doing this. You know, I don't remember exactly what the exact thing was. And he looked at me and he said, you know, sometimes you amaze me, because he thought I was a kind of a dumbo because I wouldn't do my work.
Mm.
But anyway, that's what I know what fascism is, and I know how it works, and it's in full speed right now. And that's who those people are. They may not be wearing brown shirts, but they're the exact same thing.
Hey, I got to run. Thank you, sir, for your insights. Very, very, very interesting. It is 8:30. More with David Justice coming up. More phone calls, 249-5800.
Be sure to like our page at facebook.com/news580KUBC. From the newsroom, I'm Chris O'Neill.
Thank you, Chris. Checking with you mañana.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish.
You are such a racist. Unbelievable. Gosh. All right. Thank you, Chris. Adios, muchacho. It is 8:33. More with David Justice coming up. 8:38, News 580 KUBC. David Justice is here. Phone number 249-5800 puts you on the air. 249-5800, talking about division in the United States of America.
And the remedy. Talking about the remedy, because we started off, is there a fix?
So, David, post-World War II America, we were united?
We succumbed. We were defeated, and we're, you know, everybody wants to think that, that we succeeded. The what was established in 1948 under the Bretton Woods Agreement, the United Nations, the State of Israel, the entire world was united under the United Nations. Our education has taught us that we came out of that. We came out of World War II victorious. I'll tell you who came out of World War II victorious was the international military industrial complex and the International Monetary Fund, which was established along with Bretton Woods, and an entire new system of governance, a global governance, was set up. And that's what came out of World War II. Kennedy comes along after Eisenhower, and he's makes a vow to the American people to expose the deep state back then. And it was, did I say Columbia University? He gave a speech at Columbia University and told the American people that before he leaves office, he will expose this. He planned on, or he did, issue an executive order. He was going to reintroduce United States notes into circulation. They were in his top drawer. The deep state, I believe, is ultimately what killed Kennedy. Now, what is the deep state? As time goes on and this thing continues to get exposed, we will find out that it is the collective of people who are using the American government to an end that is anti-American. And anyone that has come along to oppose that anti-American agenda has been labeled as a crackpot or a radical or an extremist. And it was true relative to the new ideology of the globalist government that was being established. Now, part of this agenda was to nationalize America. And when I say nationalize, I want to distinguish that from the federal system of government that we had prior to that, where the states were sovereign and the federal government was a servant of the states. Nationalization is turning that model upside down, elevating the United States to sovereign and making the states nothing more than political subdivisions in support of the United States. That's not the vision of the American founding fathers. So what came out of World War II was a new deal started by FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, and culminating in World War II, and the result of which was a national system of economics that is in the control of the hands of a few. And, you know, it goes by different names. And like we were talking last week, the Birch Society was born. They were the group of people that saw it for what it was. They went to go and warn the American people, and immediately they got written off as a bunch of lunatics and kooks and, you know, backward thinkers because they weren't progressive.
Why wasn't Kennedy written off, though? So Kennedy was true blue, in your opinion?
No.
Wasn't he merely a puppet of his father?
Well, you know, I don't know. I know there's so much I don't know that I don't know. But I know enough to know that I don't know. All I know is what happened. You know, we can read history from a place of projecting what we want to believe history is, which is revisionist history, or we can look at the evidence of history, read what happened, read or discover facts, you know, read old newspapers, you know. And so, no, I don't know what motivated Kennedy really any more than I really know what's motivating Trump.
By the way, Joe McCarthy, big, a huge friend of the Kennedy family. Mm-hmm. Good friends. I think he dated one of the girls.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So distinguishing reality is really important. See, we can make up all kinds of stories about what we think is or think was. unfortunately, our stories are just our own respective spins or our own respective worldviews about what happened or what is happening.
So,
where the truth, we have to really, like I said, critical conversation, critical thinking skills, what actually happened, what is the truth?
So you've got the deep state, you've got academia, and you've got big media. How do you solve the problem?
Well, we need to wean ourselves off the TV. The TV is, and the academia and the churches are involved to a degree, have hypnotized us into a belief system that is really contradictory to the truth. And to the degree that we're buying into a belief system that contradicts the truth, we get hypnotized and we become paralyzed. We become paralyzed by fear, insecurity, doubt, disbelief. And when we're walking around in that zombie state, we can be manipulated. And we are being manipulated. And the remedy is to distinguish, be willing to admit. I'm willing to admit it. Look, there's so much I don't know. And I know that I live within certain projections, but I'm distinguishing more and more that I do that, and I'm catching myself more and more. But I had to take the first few steps and admit that I'm susceptible to manipulation. And I've been manipulated, and shame on me, but every time I get manipulated and then come out of it, I learn, I've grown from it. And so I don't like having been manipulated at times in my past, but the benefit was once I got it and was willing to accept it, then I was able to come out of the delusion and come into more of a critical thought form.
I've been manipulated by beautiful women, but that's another story. It's 8:45. Hi, you're on with David Justice. Good morning.
Good morning, this old man Jenkins. But my 2 cents worth.
Hi, Mr. Jenkins.
Good morning. How are you, old man?
Your 2 cents is always welcome here.
I'm quite well. Thank you for asking. You know, I've been trying to try to pay attention and you know, maybe suggest and warn people that, you know, this gentleman here mentioned about the TV shows that they're putting on for people to show a kind of a futuristic what America would look like with the drone. You know, I can't remember the name of the show. I don't watch them. I try to find Gunsmoke or some old movie or something, but I watch those shows and what they do to show people how great this is going to be or how they're going to control people with these drones. You know, there's one program on there that these little things are flying around all over everywhere, and there's part of the people trying to live. And the government's trying to control them, and you know, it's always been a fight. And I think that if, like that gentleman said, that if you get away from the TV and get away from those movies, you know, there's the shows that they're putting out there, the TV people, that's where they're indoctrinating you, you know, that's where they're showing you what the future is going to be. And if you pay attention to the future, to the shows, it shows you what's coming down the pike if America continues to go the way it goes. And what happened with the plan was, you know, I mean, when Trump said the fix was in, and it was proven that the fix was in, and you can't argue with the, you know, Biden, the little Democrats, you can't argue with them about, okay, well, when Bernie Sanders, when they found out that Bernie Sanders, the fix was in, Hillary was going to be, she was promised that put it back when they let Obama in. That's not true. Anyways, that what you said about the TV shows and everything, I'm totally for that. When my grandkids come up here for a visit, they put down their, I make them put down their iPads or iPods or whatever you got, you know, things, and we'll go down to the creek and cut willows or cut brush or something.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the TV show Hunted on CBS, which is a new show where professionals You have to stay within 100,000 square miles of your home, and the deep state tracks you. And if they find you, you lose. If they don't find you in 28 days, you win $250,000. But it is astounding. You know, if you drive a car that's newer than, you know, 2002, it's tracked. Obviously, your phone is tracked. Using an ATM, you're tracked. You walk into a Taco Bell, you're tracked.
Exactly.
A very interesting show.
But people don't, you know, people think that that's, you know, boy, that'd be kind of neat. But your car can stop you from running into another car or whatever, and it's taking the control completely away from your human, taking the human element out of all of the controls that they can have for you. If they, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but if they can do half of the things that they show us on TV from a satellite, they can watch me out in my backyard, up behind my tractor, going to the bathroom or whatever. If they can do that kind of thing, then you're constantly being watched. And no matter where you can't hide from that.
Good point. Thank you for bringing that up, old man Jenkins. I appreciate your input.
Yeah, bye.
I'll bet he's not an old man.
No, he's a baby boomer, actually. And I don't consider baby boomers old.
What is the agenda? What do they want? Because if we can distinguish the agenda, then we can stop giving them what they want. And what they want is our consent. Declaration of Independence. Governments derive their just power from the consent of the governed. Okay, that's a principle of law. When two people enter into a contract, there has to be consent. The government needs our consent. And we call it buy-in. That's the more modern word. But we continue to give our consent because we don't object. And failure to object is a form of consent. What the deep state wants is our consent, which means they need to get a hold of our minds. So the battle is for our mind. And what is so powerful about our mind that they want? They want our imagination. They want our thoughts. They want us to get in lockstep with an agenda of statism. This, whether you call it fascism or communism, it's the state is God. The state has total control. That's what they want. So once we distinguish that, we need to start working against that agenda and start thinking outside the agenda. Now, there's a radical concept.
Hi, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Morning, Dave and the other guy.
Dan.
I've been listening quite a while. And the gentleman before us mentioned you can't hide from the government, which is true. But greater than that, you can't hide from God. And I think people ought to think about that.
I think the deep state ought to think about that.
I've been reading in Ezekiel, in chapter 18 in Ezekiel. Is about righteousness, how you can lose your righteousness, you know, how you can gain your righteousness. It's good. So, Lord bless you all.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed with you, Dan. Yeah, okay. I met you one day, and I figured you were a pretty young guy. And but I've been listening to what you have to say, and I'm impressed. You are... even being from Illinois, you're okay, man.
Thank you.
Good day. Bye.
Thank you. So let's go to line two, okay, here. Sure. Hang on one second. Yeah, hi, you're on with David Justice. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, earlier in the program, David made mention of how our education system is failing us and stuff. And during the course of the last election, had numerous conversations with people that, as I remember it, don't know nothing about how the government works. So I've been trying to find for the last 3 years American history and government physics textbooks from mid-60s to the mid-70s before they start getting sanitized, and I just about defy anybody to find one. I've had friends and relatives looking in junk shops, in yard sales, on Amazon, eBay, and those old American history books that actually taught facts about our country, they've disappeared.
Interesting.
And I think it's a conspiracy, which is easy for us to think. But at the same time, when you can't find them things anywhere, I've got people in Massachusetts, in Iowa, in Minnesota, in Arizona, watching for American history textbooks. The newest, the oldest one I found, and I grabbed it, was in 92, copyright 92, and it is so different from the ones that I studied in high school. So I'll let you guys go and discuss it, but just think about that. Those books, the education system has sanitized everything, and there's no back reference. So thank you very much. You guys do a great job.
Hey, sir, did you try eBay?
My daughter did, and she could not find it at that time. Now, there again, it's been a few months ago now that we kind of have given up the search. But, yeah, she tried Amazon, she tried eBay, and I tell you, there's just the textbooks from the mid-60s up to the mid-70s in American history and government civics, which is a junior and a senior year studies, just don't seem to be around.
Wow. Interesting. Hey, thank you for that call. That's an interesting call.
Yep. It's not a puzzlement to me, but at the same time, it's makes you kind of leery.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Bye.
So long. Yeah, Houghton Mifflin, based in Boston, but they have a branch near where I grew up. My mother worked there for 5 years. I got a buddy who works there now. I worked at a printing shop when I was in high school, and we printed a lot of Houghton Mifflin's materials. Leftist book publishing company. Textbook publishing company. Leftist, bizarre.
It's classic leftist strategy. It's classic statist strategy. This is one of the things. Okay, so the caller before, excuse me. If we're going to look at God being the solution, Let me break that down into something very practical. Okay, Jesus said that God is love, God is light, spirit, and truth. Okay, so to get rid of God is to get rid of love, and to get rid of truth is to diminish the idea that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. It's to negate the idea that we're the children of God. It's to negate the gospel of Christ and the principles of that gospel that America is founded on. The fundamental, the most primary and fundamental of which is that the people are one body politic, one body, that e pluribus unum, which is where we started this conversation.
You know what the liberals would say to that, David? Oh, David, Justice, you're advocating for a theocracy. That's what they would say to you.
No, I'm advocating for spiritual enlightenment. I'm advocating for scientific truth. Science proves the existence of God. It doesn't diminish it. For an intellectual to argue against that contradicts the intellectual's very position.
As Chesterton would say, if there were no God, there would be no atheists.
The law of nature is as absolute as math. You know, the idea that we have technologically advanced society, but we have a religiously primitive, a socially primitive, a economically primitive, and an educationally primitive society is a complete contradiction. And it's no wonder that our technology is being used against us, because we're walking around like cavemen with technology that belongs to the gods.
Mm-hmm. We're absorbed in it.
We need to catch up. We need to catch up spiritually, politically, and economically with our technology. And if we don't, yeah, it will be our undoing.
So when I was a kid, David, the TV was on all the time.
And
dad had to work. Mom had to go to school to finish her education. Me and my brothers and sisters, we were home. That TV was on constantly.
McCarthy went after Hollywood. He distinguished back then that the media, the movie industry, was ultimately going to lead to the enslavement of our minds inside this progressive system. So, you know, he wasn't so far off. He just, back then it was so unbelievable that he was just summarily dismissed as yet another.
Is Joe McCarthy, is he a hero?
I don't know if I'd call him a hero. I think he was a prophet.
Would you put Joe McCarthy on the $10 bill?
No.
I would. Get rid of Alexander Hamilton. He was a leftist. Just kidding. I like Alexander Hamilton. He's a good, he's good with the sword.
We need to open our minds to the truth, and the truth will set us free. And the gospel of Christ outlines the principles. Listen to me. The principles, and you can't argue against the principle upon which American government was supposed to be founded. And that doesn't mean going to church on Sunday or Saturday. It's about principles and truth.
Hey, keep holy the Sabbath day, David.
I didn't say not to. I'm just saying that there's principles that the American ideology is founded upon, and those principles are what needs to be revived.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.